Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our high nearing 84. Showers may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 80. And more showers possible into Friday night, cloudy with a low around 63. More showers likely Saturday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 81. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 64 degrees.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Kansas State University and Fort Hays State University are partnering together to help grow small businesses in all 105 counties in the state. Kansas Small Business Development Center Assistant State Director Lori Piper told more to KWCH.
K-State 105 is an initiative out of Kansas State University that's part of its plan for economic prosperity.
Even students like Keyshawn Dooley understand the importance of small businesses in the state of Kansas.
It's a great connection and a great outlet for students and many small companies that are trying to get out there and have more clients and more opportunities and customers to really get their business booming.
Betty Olds is 85 years old, and she's been working at Zepic Cardiology since 1983. And her co-worker, Myra Windsor, is 88. And she's been working there since 1972. The women have become favorites around the office and for patients, too, and neither one sees any end in sight. Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard, someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick. Our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities. And we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Crawford County Sheriff's Office and the City of Pittsburgh Police Department operational systems are down, being that they're connected. This comes after a cyber attack pushing both systems offline, and the disruption is between the two offices. And the disruption will last until both of them are reconnected. Important documents like the jail's inmate roster are a part of those systems. Time is running out on the completion of surveys across the state for Kansas transportation issues ahead of meetings scheduled for October. Every 2 years, the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program holds a meeting for Kansas residents, business owners, and representatives to give feedback on transportation needs in the state. For deadlines and links to the survey, go to KSN.com. The General Motors plant in Kansas City, Kansas has gone idle, leaving thousands without work amid the UAW, United Auto's workers' strike. About 2,000 UAW members work at the Fairfax plant in KCK. The union has put pressure on Detroit companies like Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The 2024 Teacher of the Year Award has gone to Scott Phillips from Aurora Middle School. He's a math teacher. He was selected out of the three finalists for his approach to teaching and his phenomenal attitude.
One of my main objectives is for them to leave my classroom by the end of it all with more confidence in themselves when it comes to math, because math can sometimes be a pretty scary subject for students or for people, because they look at it as like, well, I'm either a math person or I'm not a math person. So I have obviously a passion for teaching middle school kids, but more so I want them to understand that math's not a scary thing, and that they can walk away knowing that they're going to use it in their lifetime in whatever it may be.
A student in Phillips' second period class said that he doesn't only teach, he teaches life skills and so many more things that are more applicable than just math. Phillips also plays guitar in his classrooms, and he sings different songs with his students. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. We're out to be number.
Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Small non-farm businesses in 11 counties, including Marshall and Washington, are now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought that began September 5th. Small non-farm businesses, small ag cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private non-profit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible. They should contact Farm Service Agency or the U.S. Department of Agriculture for assistance. The Attraction Development Grant Program is designed to assist developing sustainable, market-driven travel experiences within the state of Kansas that will influence destination travel decisions by identifying travel customers and creating economic impact resulting from the creation of jobs, capital investment, revenue, and visitation in the state. Funding for the Attraction Development Grant Program is provided by Kansas Tourism, and grants are currently available. Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund announced that Kansas has been awarded $40 million from the U.S. Department of Treasury for a new program, the Capital Projects Fund Accelerator. The program will provide local communities with funding to build or renovate multi-purpose facilities that create new licensed child care slots and provide Kansans access to high-speed internet. There are two submission deadline options. The first is approaching October 2nd, second round deadline December 18th. Applications will be submitted online via the Kansas Common App portal. Valley Heights Elementary was among four Kansas schools named a 2023 National Blue Ribbon School by the U.S. Department of Education. 353 nationwide earned the honor, which recognizes overall academic performance and progress in closing achievement gaps among students. Up to 420 schools may be nominated annually, and USD 498 Superintendent Sean Spoons commented this week that the district is immensely proud of this achievement, noting that it inspires them to continue striving for excellence in education. Washington County Historical Society educational meeting Thursday evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room will focus on the National Orphan Train and an orphan train stop in Washington in 1908. The meeting is free and open to the public. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday available to anyone in need of food with no income requirements. Some frozen food, boxes of dry and canned food will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center as supplies last beginning at 9 a.m. Contact the Agency on Aging for information at 562-5522. Fabulous Finds on 99 this weekend features 233 miles of garage sales, flea markets, and business specials in communities along and adjacent to K99 Highway from Marshall County South across Kansas. Beginning this fall, Kansas will have no fall turkey hunting season due to declining populations at state and regional levels. Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission announced after hearing recommendations from staff over the course of four public meetings. The estimated statewide fall harvest of turkey was less than 500 birds last year. Hanover is celebrating homecoming this week. Crowning will be Friday against the Blue Valley Rams. Homecoming queen candidates are Caden Shotty, Tessa Losey, Caitlin Clipp and Kinsley Jeneman. King candidates are Brigham Bruna, Hayden Behrens, Patrick Cook, and Keaton Bruna. TNDY will air the homecoming match versus Blue Valley Friday evening with a 7 o'clock kickoff live on FM 95.5. Sue Ann Morris, age 73, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sue Ann Morris. James A. Jim Vogt, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Vogt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, potato wedges, green beans, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, meatloaf, Baby Baker's Capri Blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. More scattered showers may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers continue into Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers likely into Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Showers are likely all day Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more rain likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. A bit cooler into Sunday, still a chance for some rain showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. And more rain possible throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 80. Record high on this date, 101. The average low, 55. And the record low, 29. Sunrise this morning, 7:14. Sunset this evening at 7:27. It's 63 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When Sunday rolls around, you don't feel like cooking. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Every Sunday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., their all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet is served. A changing menu every week with still the best barbecue around. And now a full buffet on Sunday. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
There will be a public auction Sunday featuring furniture, woodworking equipment, tools, toys, and a car in Seneca at the community building. The vehicle is a 2014 Buick LaCrosse, 35,000 actual miles. Furniture includes a washer and match and dryer, dining room table with four swivel chairs, six recliners, dining room table with six chairs, china hutch, queen-size bedroom set, queen-size bed with two dressers, oak queen-size bed and dresser. Woodworking equipment and tools will include a 10-inch table saw, professional jointer, planer, bandsaw, drill press, compound miter box, router table, thickness planer, a bandsaw, upright sander, router, other miscellaneous equipment and tools. They will be selling toys. This sale for Alvin Hamas is Sunday, September 24th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
Nikki's Big Night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After hitting two home runs against the Braves in Atlanta, Nick Castellanos of the Phillies sent the game into extras by throwing out the winning run in the bottom of the ninth on a foul fly. In the top of the tenth, the Phillies took advantage.
Swung on, poke down the left field line. It's a base hit. It'll roll down the line. One run will score. Harper will score. Boom into third, and Bryson Stott has his first hit this week in Atlanta.
The call on WIP, Phillies win 6-5. The Twins were down 3-2 in Cincinnati heading into the ninth. Kyle Farmer tied it with a single. Then Jorge Polanco came to bat with the sacks packed.
The pitch, line drive right side, base hit right center. Farmer scores, racing home Vasquez. He will score. Polanco delivers.
The call on TIBN, Twins beat the Reds 5-3. Their magic number is down to 1. Possible playoff preview, Astros-Orioles tied at 1, bottom of the ninth.
Infield and outfield both come in. Dubon lifts it in the right, base hit. That'll score Diaz. Astros walk it off, 2-1.
The call on KBME, Mariners at the A's, top 5. A Julio Rodriguez home run ran Seattle's lead to 3-1. Next batter.
Swing and a well-hit ball deep to right field. This one isn't coming back. Cal Raleigh.
The call on KIRO. Mariners double up the A's 6-3. In Arlington, the Rangers routed the Red Sox 15-5. Texas and Seattle keeping pace with Houston a half game back in the AL West. Tigers down the Dodgers 4-2. Brewers beat the Cardinals 8-2. The Pirates blasted the Cubs 13-7. D-backs topped the Giants 7-1. Angels beat the Rays 8-3. Blue Jays over the Yankees 6-1. And the Mets get by the Marlins 8-3. Miami trailing the Cubs by a half game for the final NL wildcard spot. WNBA playoffs. The Sun advanced to the semis against the Liberty after beating the Lynx 90-75 to win the series in three games. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY. Following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays. Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, September the 21st. Before we get going today, keeping you up to date all day long right here, let's check in on yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for December, 482 and a quarter. That's up 6. March corn finished at 496 and three quarters. That's up 6 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December, final price 729, down 2. March Kansas City wheat, final price 734 and a half, that's down 1 3/4. Oats for December, final price 436, that's up 1 1/4. March oats finished at 451 and a half, that's down a quarter. Taking a look at November soybeans. Here's how November soybeans finished, 1320, that's up 4 1/2. January soybeans finished at 1336 and a quarter. That's up 4 1/2 as well. Cotton for October, 85.37. Final price down 69 cents. December cotton finished at 86.86. That's down 66 cents. Live cattle for October, final price 186.77. High was $186.92.5. Low $185.07. Live cattle for December, 191.52. That's up $1.05. High was $191.67.5. Low, $189.67.5. Feeder cattle for September, $254.17. That's up 67.5 cents. Your high, $254.50. Low, $252.82.5. That's what happened yesterday. We'll keep you up to date with current market information all day long right here. I'm Jeff Aiken. This is the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Forest Service is hosting a seed-to-saw open house for people to come and learn about different areas of forestry. Kansas Rural Forestry Program Coordinator Ryan Armbrust previews a few of the activities that will be taking place at the event. They will have hands-on learning opportunities for participants.
We planted a whole lot of different kinds of trees there in our arboretum on the state office property. And it's a great opportunity to see a whole lot of different options and what they look like before you maybe go to your local nursery or garden center and select a tree for your own yard. But, you know, there's things we can do to maintain those trees to ensure that they're in our landscape, you know, functioning out there in that system for as long as possible and as healthy as possible. And some of that is pruning. Some of it is watering, weed control maintenance. And it's not always obvious from looking just at a publication, however great those publications are. So we're going to have some hands-on, you know, opportunities for people to take a look and see what we're talking about, you know, bring that practice right there to people.
He discusses how attendees will be able to learn about hazard trees and how to manage them.
Yeah, I think there's also a really great opportunity to learn what a hazard tree is. And that is a really technical term the way we use it. And we've got a few members of our staff that are really qualified, literally qualified to make that. They're TRAQ, T-R-A-Q, tree risk assessment qualified. And there's a process that you go through to help understand what's the likelihood of failure, what's the likelihood of that tree if it does fail to cause, you know, certain types of harm if there's targets. So I think it'll be a really good opportunity to say, you know, not all trees that have a dead branch in them are a hazard tree, and not all trees that don't have any dead branches are not hazard trees. So I think it'll be pretty interesting to sort of walk through that process and learn about, you know, different species and how different tree defects can cause different species to be more or less, you know, potentially hazardous.
Armbrust also says what would be taking place after the event.
Yes, the forestry tours are sort of a tag on second phase of this event or second segment. We are going to have a food truck on site, so anybody who wants to show up for the open house can grab some lunch from the food truck before they go on those forestry tours. There is no charge for the open house, of course. You can just show up for that. For the tour portion in the afternoon, there is a registration fee that helps us recoup the cost of having some buses and transportation and things like that. But we're going to see a bunch of really interesting sites, I think, on the sort of the west side of Manhattan. There'll be three different stops, and we're going to focus on a little bit of a different aspect of what we do and who our partners are.
That was Rural Forestry Program Coordinator with the Kansas Forest Service, Ryan Armbrust, discussing what events will be taking place at their Seed to Saw open house on September 30th in Manhattan, Kansas. There will be activities for children to do, as well as an opportunity to meet Smokey Bear. To learn more about this event, go to www.kansasforest.org/events. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, 10 a.m. start with culls on over 2,000 head of early consignments, including two running age bred cows, 11 cow calf pairs, June calves, 40 black steers and heifers weigh 350 to 450, 150 mixed steers and heifers 350 to 5, 350 black and Charolais and red Angus steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds, 100 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 20 weighing in at 450 to 550, 80 mostly black Charolais cross steers and heifers 450 to 575, 75 red Angus steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6, 100 black heifers 450 to 6, 44 black steers and heifers 450 to 6.25, 41 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 650, 13 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 20 weighing 5 to 6, 15 weighing 5 to 650, 40 black and Charolais steers and heifers at 5 to 7, 200 mixed yearling steers off grass weigh 575 to 725, 60 black heifers 6 to 650, 15 black steers and heifers 6 to 650, 14 weighing 6 to 7. 20 black steers weigh 625 pounds, 40 mixed yearling steers and heifers 650 to 9, 99 mostly black heifers weigh 7 to 8, 65 red steers and heifers 7 to 8, 130 mixed yearling steers off grass 825 to 850, 130 black and Charolais yearling steers at 850 pounds. 50 black steers off grass weigh 50 to 9 with 10 black heifers off grass 850 to 9, plus 88 black yearling heifers off grass to weigh 900 pounds. Again, 10 a.m. start with the culls on over 2,000 head consigned at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Overwintering insects are looking for warm winter lodgings. Some advice on putting out a no occupancy sign on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 21st. It is the 264th day of the year, and author Stephen King has a birthday. Ladybugs, box elder bugs, cluster flies, and stink bugs, all overwintering insects that would love to find a cozy spot in your home for the winter. They can slip through an opening no larger than the width of a credit card, so be meticulous when sealing potential access points. Concentrate your efforts on the south and west or sunniest sides of your home. That's where they'll congregate for warmth. And if some should slip into the living area, don't panic. They're annoying but virtually harmless. Insecticide is rarely called for. A vacuum cleaner is the most efficient weapon against the sluggish, nearly dormant insects. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from TNDY, 63 degrees. Seasonal highs in the 80s again today. We start to see increasing chances for hit-and-miss showers on through the remainder of this week. Constitution Week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States. Did you know the only place in the Constitution, Lord, or any reference to God, is where the date's written? 17th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. Did you know that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are not in the Constitution? Both phrases are in the Declaration of Independence. To this quote, of the people, by the people, and for the peoples, neither in the Constitution nor the Declaration, these words of Abraham Lincoln in the Gettysburg Address. Study our Constitution, this announcement, provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. Will Howard, the quarterback for the K-State Wildcats, is questionable heading into the UCF game, along with Trayshawn Ward, the running back, being doubtful. This comes after Daniel Green, a six-year linebacker, being done for the entire season after a pectoral injury. Backup quarterback Avery Johnson and backup running back DJ Giddens will likely have larger roles in the Big 12 opener against the Knights. In the KU game against BYU, two brothers will be going up against each other. Darius and Quentin Lassiter have the opportunity to go up against each other, with Darius being a wide receiver for the BYU Cougars and Quentin being a cornerback for the KU Jayhawks. Their father, the late Kwame Lassiter, played football at KU before going to the NFL, and their older brother, Kwame II, played receiver at KU and is now a Cincinnati Bengal. Darius told the media earlier this week that this game means a lot to him and that his brother and him have dreamed of playing against each other and also together. Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League Volleyball. Hanover remains atop the league 8-0. They're 17-3 with Frankfort 5-1, 10-4. Valley Heights is third at 5-2, 11-8. On Tuesday, Clifton Clyde tripped Axtell, while Axtell took Blue Valley. Lynn topped Frankfort. Lynn took Onega, and Frankfort took Onega. Hanover beat Washington County. Washington County tripped Valley Heights. Washington County and Hanover over Donovan West. Donovan West and Hanover took Valley Heights. Hanover wins pool play Saturday at Republic County Invitational, fell to state-ranked Beloit semifinals. Washington County finishes fifth. This Saturday, the Axtell Invitational will host Axtell, Frankfort, Lynn, Valley Heights, and Wakefield. Last Thursday, cross country at the Cool Springs Golf Course at Onega. Bussing of Axtell wins first place. Shaughnessy of Axtell is sixth, and Fulkerson of Centralia seventh among top 20 finishers. In the girls division, Baker is third from Washington County. Falstrip of Washington County, finishes 12th. Marysville High School girls tennis team finishes first in singles and doubles at Lawrence Tuesday. Kramer wins first, Winkler third in singles. Latta and Spurgeon were first in doubles. Freeze and Vering finished second. Marysville tennis team took round-robin competition here last Thursday. They are at Concordia Thursday this week and will host the 1-2-3A regional at Marysville October 6th and 7th. Marysville boys cross-country team finishing fourth their last meet at Clay Center Thursday. Their last meet, Silas Miller placed 7th, Nathaniel Miller 20th among top 20 finishes.
Green Valley League in 2023 has had more state-ranked teams than any other small school league across the state of Kansas. So far, we've seen a lineman with a game-winning touchdown, a volleyball player with the best kill percentage in the state, and on any given night, at least a couple of games that have come down to the final minutes. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, a product of KNDY Radio. Check out new shows multiple times a week to keep you updated on the happenings of the TVL. That's the TVL Spotlight under the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday night football action, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Cape Rep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, pregame coverage at 6:45 with 7 o'clock kickoffs, live on KNDY, KNDYradio.com, and on our free mobile apps. Plus, tune game nights for the Farm Euro Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
Here we are, talking about forever. Both know too well it's not easy together. We've both felt love, we've both felt pain. Well, I'll take the sunshine,